Welcome to Synthaholics. This is your host, David Duncan, and with me is...
Brian. Hello, David.
Hello, Brian. How are you doing?
Hello. That's how you guys keep that face the entire time. Keep it going.
Just keep it going?
Keep it up. We're just not even going to talk. You're just going to look like...
I'm going to look like a horrifying creature. Keep it
going. Oh, man. That's kind of creepy. Now you, like, reset your whole face. You got a whole brand new face. Whoa, you're David?
Me?
What happened to the other guy?
I don't know. He left. He phased into the other dimension.
Oh my gosh, he's with the ghosts now.
Yeah, he's with the ghosts now.
Segway into Ghostbusters! So David, here we are. We're talking about Ghostbusters again. What's going on? All this Ghostbusters stuff.
All this Ghostbusters stuff. Well, I wanted to talk about Afterlife because I'd never seen Afterlife, and so I decided to watch it with the Frozen Empire movie coming out. And I gotta tell you, Frozen Empire is another Ghostbusters movie. And I actually liked it a lot. I've been seeing a lot of discourse around the film that people aren't liking it as much. Although Brian and I's one of our favorite YouTube channels, Red Letter Media, they liked it better than Afterlife. And I gotta say, I liked it just on par. I thought it was about the same as far as my enjoyment of the film goes. So I think I gave like the last one like an 8.5, something like that. So I'm giving this one the same because I really enjoyed the I really enjoyed the film. Like it's more Ghostbusters. It wasn't bad.
This is 8 level, dude. Oh man.
I mean, like I said, I felt like the movie was just as entertaining as the previous one, and I also really liked that they had more ghosts. We only had one ghost in the last Ghostbusters movie.
I mean, there was
Two. Nope.
What do you mean, no?
Gozer is a Sumerian god that doesn't actually exist.
Oh, and
I did look up Gozer because I wanted to see what's up with Gozer, if it was actually an actual Sumerian belief. Unfortunately, no. They made that up. So there's
Gozer. Wait, what? The Ghostbusters movie was made up?
Well, no. But I mean, like, there's actual mythology. You know, there's the mythology of Odin and... You know, the Norse gods, the Greek gods, all that stuff.
If that stuff is real,
well, it's real mythology. Like it's real.
Well, I mean, it's see if that like that like
if
religion
it tracks.
Or,
like if it tracks with like
yeah,
you know,
yeah. I know. I didn't mean it like it was like fake real.
No.
It was
so I mean,
real fake. It was real fake.
Yeah, it was real fake. And but unfortunately, Gozer's fake.
Oh no, that's awful news.
So I wanted to know about Gozer. Because that's interesting. You know, if they going into actual Sumerian mythology, unfortunately, no, Gozer is not real. And then you also have Gozer's two minions, which are like I guess like sub deities. So technically, we only have Muncher in the first Ghostbusters movie, and not
gotcha.
The first one,
gotcha.
And Ghostbusters Afterlife. And,
yeah, of
and
course.
This film,
of course.
We've got tons of ghosts.
Hmm.
I don't know. They have different ghosts that do different things, and I thought it was kind of fun. And then we had a new god-ish character,
the horn guy.
Yeah, the horn guy, which I love his horns. Were just an accessory.
He like plugged them in too. They were like my horns.
His horns are an accessory. They aren't part of his being, which I thought was pretty fun. Brian,
David,
what's your overall thoughts?
I think this movie was worse. I thought it took way too long to like get the story going. I thought there was way too many characters, and I don't know the story. It was just like is this what every Ghostbusters is? Just like end of the world type thing? Does every movie do end of the world?
Everything's gotta be a Marvel movie where like it's the end of the world.
Even the original one, that's also like another end of the world situation.
Well,
I've seen 3 Ghostbusters movie, and all 3 of them have been an end of the world situation.
Well, you know, when you're dealing with gods instead of ghosts, then it becomes end of the world type. So you got the original movie, Gozer. You've got Afterlife, more Gozer. And then you've got this new end of the world god threat.
Yeah, the HDMI port, Iceman.
Iceman.
Well, I'm gonna give this movie like a 6. It was fine. I don't know. It wasn't great. I didn't love it. I'm more leaning towards I didn't like it. But I just thought there was too many characters, and it felt like the I don't know what your thought. What's the guy's name? Oh God, the Indian guy or whatever he is.
Kumail Nanjiani?
Yeah, that guy. I can't remember what his name is.
Silicon Valley. I love him in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, that's the only. That's all I know him from. Oh no, he was in a Marvel movie too.
He was in Eternals. Yes.
He felt like he was like out of place. Like I don't know. He felt like he was out of place to me. Also, there was a part where like they were explaining the Ghostbusters. They were saying like these guys supposedly like I don't remember exactly what the words were, but it was like these guys supposedly like saved the world back in like the 80s, and nobody was around to like prove them. It was like have you seen any? There's like a billion people all over the place. They're in New York City. What do you mean that nobody saw it before?
It was documented on the news.
Yeah, it was on the news, but nobody saw it happen.
And you watch the first movie. There was hundreds of people. Did they all die in between?
Everybody that watched the news. I don't know. It was on the news. There was people all over the streets, but I guess nobody saw it happen. Even though the people were running from something, we don't know what they were running from. Well, they were just all exercising.
It's kind of like Star Wars. Like people forgot the Jedi existed at all in the span of like 19 years. They were everywhere, and then all of a sudden they weren't, and people were like,
they
never existed. And I'm like, really? It hasn't been that long since they were just like around.
Yeah, I feel like the movie shouldn't be trying to like still pretend that like ghosts don't exist. I want them to embrace it. I said the same thing with the first one. They're like, oh, we don't know if ghosts are real when like the marshmallows are themed after one of the ghosts from the original Ghostbusters. Well, that doesn't make any sense to me.
That's why I liked this one. They did have like some people not believing, but they leaned hard into the ghost. I loved like the secondary like, Ghostbusters facility.
The same thing with the mayor guy. The mayor was from the first one. Yeah, and I only knew that because I watched it.
That's why I like, you gotta watch the first
one. He's still the same dude. How did that dude get that job? Like, I don't understand. He was like, nobody liked him in the first one, and then somehow he's just the mayor now because nostalgia, I guess.
He's the mayor because he got.
And he's the same character. He's just the same thing again. Yeah. Sorry, I hate you guys.
He's like, I hate you guys. I hate everyone who's a Ghostbuster.
Anybody who's a Ghostbuster, I have a special hate for.
It's just fun. It's just dumb fun, and that's why I liked it. It was. I thought it was entertaining.
Well, David, before we move forward,
yeah,
I want to know your thoughts on the first one. If you thought this one, Frozen Empire, was dumb fun, what is the first one?
Also dumb fun, but it's actually like more of a comedy. I thought there was the first one was definitely more of a comedy. Afterlife.
Which one did you like more?
I mean, the original is probably my favorite. This has got to be my favorite. Okay.
I like the original.
The original was fantastic.
That one.
And I mean, like they pioneered all those really cool sounds. Like I just like how it just. The sounds almost feel like they aren't even like they feel like modern, and they had them like in the elevator going up, and they're like trying to step away from the nuclear accelerator. And the guy's like, "I'll take the next one."
I mean,
that one was
way better. I thought it was way better at least. I give that one
original smart fun. Like it's really well written comedy.
Yeah, it's Well, plus, I like Bill Murray, too.
Yeah.
You said he was the bad guy. How's he the bad guy? He's not really a bad guy. He's just kind of like, he's just Bill Murray.
Do you just
see Bill Murray as a bad guy?
No, I said he's a bad guy in the fact that he's what took so long. Like, the guy who played Egon died. Bill Murray was dragging his feet on not wanting to do more Ghostbusters film because he had a beef with him. That's why he's the bad guy of the Ghostbusters franchise.
Oh, he's like the real life bad guy
outside the Ghostbusters, not inside the Ghostbusters franchise.
Yeah, he's the real. Because I was watching the first one, I was like, where did he become? I guess he's kind of like a dick, but he's not like a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy in universe. He's a bad guy outside of the universe. Yes. So you were asking me at the end about like the cards and him seeing through them and whatnot. And
it starts the first one. Opening scene is him doing the cards in the first one.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, brain click. I remember talking about that.
Yeah.
That just doesn't lead to anything.
It was just a callback.
Because he did it in the opening scene of the first Ghostbusters where he's just like guessing cards or whatever, and now in the new one they're just guessing cards again. That doesn't go, like, it doesn't do anything. What's the point of, why are they doing this? It doesn't make, it's just taking up screen time, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I don't know.
Who's your favorite character?
In the new one?
Yeah, in the new one.
Kunal Kanjani.
The fire. Really? Master. He's your favorite? Oh man, I thought he was so out of place.
That's so. You are like quoting reviews I've read about this film. Too many characters, and Kunal feels completely out of place.
He did feel out of place because he has like superpowers.
Well, yeah,
like none of them have. They're just like four guys with backpacks, and this guy comes in and he can like shoot like fire out of his arm he's doing.
It's in furtherance of the plot with the new deity thing.
The next Ghostbusters movie.
We're in a world where there's like just ancient deities that just, you know, come and mess stuff up all the time because they can.
That's true.
And deities are somehow. I mean, I guess they're spirit energy. So I mean, I guess that falls into the ghosthood.
Yeah. Well, I like Paul Rudd. Everybody likes Paul Rudd.
Oh, I love Paul Rudd. And the thing is, like, he's always quoting like Ghostbuster stuff because in the first movie. You remember how they said the franchising rights will make us rich beyond our wildest dreams. So like all the like the kitschy stuff, like the song and everything, it was like it's in universe because of all the, you know, the branding and stuff that they did.
It's kind of cool. I definitely think when like any of the original like cast is kind of on screen, I'm more interested in like that and more seeing the original. I don't really like. I wish they kind of like in Afterlife, well, Afterbirth, whatever. I can't remember
the first one.
In Afterlife, it felt like it was more like a grounded story where like you felt like what was going on with the mom and the kids and Paul Rudd. In this movie, they kind of just seemed like all like an afterthought. They weren't like the forefront characters. I would like if they focused more on those characters for like future stuff because they can't. You focus on like Bill Murray and all that. And he wasn't in the movie very much, but they're not going to keep going with it. If they're going to make more Ghostbusters, they got to be on like Phoebe.
Yeah,
I like Phoebe though. She was cool.
They got to focus on Phoebe for sure in the next one. I think that's going to be a big thing. So because the first one was just about Phoebe mostly, because I mean our boy from Stranger Things was an afterthought in kind of both films.
Man, that dude in this movie, all he did was say he's an adult like five times. That was like his character development. Is like, I'm an adult now.
I'm an adult. I threw it on the ground.
Oh yeah, it was like when the movie opens up and they're like driving down the street and they're chasing like a ghost. What they call it? Sea ghost dragon? Something like that.
Yeah, some Chinese ghost dragon or something.
And it twice in that conversation, he says he's an adult. And then, like, later in the movie, he comes down because there's something in his attic of the firehouse, or I think they're in the firehouse. Yeah. And he Slimer. Says, again, his mom is like, you're an adult. You can handle whatever is up. It's like, that's his whole character. It's like, he's an adult now. He's 18.
He's 18, yeah. I mean, yeah, there are a lot of characters. Like, they brought back Lucky, and they brought back Podcast. Just because they were the first film, but it didn't feel like they were like detracting from anything. They were barely in this film. They were just kind of there. I mean, that didn't really bother me.
There was a lot of them, man. There's just so many characters.
Yeah.
My little monkey brain can only concentrate on like four things at once if they're character related. After that, like, yeah, it's starting to be too many.
Yeah, I really hope they focus on the family. Because, I mean, I think that's what made Afterlife so good. It was because it was like a really family focused movie, and this one kind of was too. Paul Rudd trying to become like, you know, the father figure. Yeah. So I mean, there was still those strings that were talking, you know, that were bringing us to that the family stuff. There were just more. They're in New York City, so it's more characters. I like that Dan Aykroyd had a bigger part, and the ball thing. Yeah,
he's cool. I found anytime like Dan Aykroyd was on screen, it was like that was probably my favorite. Like when Kumail Nanjiani he had the ball thing and he brought it to the store, and they were like trying to figure out what was going on with the ball. That was my favorite part of the movie. That was when I was most like engaged to be like, oh, what's about to happen? Then the whole world starts like freezing and stuff. But that, I don't know. I guess that was the worst that happened, was like the New York City kind of froze a little bit during that scene. then when the Frozen Empire man came out, he kind of just like walked out of a door, and then he's like, all right, I'm going back. You guys don't want me here. After he plugged in his HDMI port.
HDMI horns, yeah.
He looked cool though. He just had like a Disney animatronic kind of like feel to him, where he didn't feel like he was like super like CG or anything. He was kind of like, I don't know, he looked cool. I would like to see more of him, but yeah, I don't think we will.
He almost had like a Diablo meets Disney kind of vibe.
Yeah, it's a Diablo Disney guy.
This is like a weird melding, because I was getting like kind of Diablo-ish vibes from him. Like, you know, some kind of weird undead creature with the claws and everything. It seems very Diablo-esque.
That's a good way to put it. It's like the Diablo people made a demon but had to follow Disney rules.
So my big issue with this film, if I'm going to be getting into like problems with the film, is basically the same problem I had with the last film. The movie had to decide to make itself happen. Like, the plot happens for like unclear reasons, just so the plot can happen. Like in the last one, we had like the ghost of Egon show Phoebe where the trap is, right? So she goes and gets the trap and lets you know, the Keymaster, you know, Zool out or whatever, so they can get back and so they can escape and they can try to catch Gozer again. But if they just left it, how could Gozer get out? Like, Gozer needs its two minions to get out. So if it just remained trapped, the movie wouldn't have ever happened.
The movie never would have happened.
Yeah, it kind of did a dumb thing so the movie could happen. This one did the same thing, where we've got like the fire ghost, Phoebe's maybe ghost girlfriend or whatever, and...
Yeah, what was going on? That felt a little weird sometimes. I was like... When Phoebe turned into like ghost Phoebe, I was like, are they gonna kiss? Is that why they turned her into a ghost?
Well,
I don't know. I guess that's kind of cool. I guess whatever. It felt weird.
Yeah, I was getting that like, are they gonna kiss vibe thing too? But she just uses her to unleash Mr. Frozen Empire Man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which I don't understand. How did the ghost fire girl know that Phoebe had the ability to separate herself from her body so that she could talk to the ball and unleash the ball?
Because the plot needed to happen.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Like, both these movies have that fundamental flaw in them. So they're both kind of the dumb fun films, whereas the original Ghostbusters is smart, well-written comedy fun. This is just kind of dumb fun. It's ghosts. It's got Paul Rudd. I like Paul Rudd.
You know, I mean, I really who doesn't like Paul Rudd? Everybody likes Paul Rudd.
No Baskin Robbins in this one, though.
Oh, that's true.
And still no ghost blowjob like in the original. That's the one thing they still haven't brought back from the original, a ghost blowjob.
it's the final piece before they've just basically recreated the first one. They just need the ghost blowjob and Paul Rudd with some type of Baskin Robbins.
Yeah. then we'll have
the, I guess it's not in this contract.
They even had the librarian lady do this thing from the first movie where she's still in the they never caught the ghost from the library.
No. Ghost is just hanging out.
They just collected her goop. They just collected her goop, unstacked her books, and left her in the library.
Hey man, sometimes that's just what you gotta do.
She's a friendly ghost, I guess.
Yeah, you know, she's not doing anything, or she's not trying to make the whole planet frozen or whatever. Oh boy. So, what did you think of the scientists, the engineers? That was another part where I thought, I was like, really? We got this whole subplot of like going to see all the engineers and they're like going to show you all this new stuff. I guess that also had to happen because the like containment thing or whatever like broke, so they needed like a new containment guy. They had like the British guy like as the leader. I don't know why it mattered. I don't know why I said he's British, but he was British, I think.
British-esque, yeah. I thought it was fine. I thought it was some good lore building. Like, they're expanding the Ghostbusters beyond just the family. I mean, I like the family, and I wish the movie would focus more on them. But seeing the new facility that Winston had, And it's kind of cool seeing Winston go from, hey, I'm just here for a paycheck, to like being the
brains. I am the paycheck.
Being the brains behind the whole situation.
Well, probably he had to become like the brains guy because the brains guy died.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Egon died. And, you know, and Dan Aykroyd's character, Ray, was always like the eccentric one who didn't really have any focus on anything. Like, yeah, we'll buy this dilapidated building. That's great.
He's the happy-go-lucky guy, for sure. He's probably my favorite character. I like Bill Murray, but like he's you can only take him in like small doses, because it's like Bill Murray is the same as like real life Bill Murray.
At this point, yeah, basically they're pretty much exactly the same.
How much money do you think they got? All of them. Bill Murray probably got a lot because he's Bill Murray. But he's what Bill do you think Murray, the other guys got? I mean, even the Ghostbusters. How much money? I mean, the Ghostbusters themselves in universe, they must all be pretty rich too, because in the first one he charges the like hotel or whatever for $5,000. So is it $5,000 every time you get rid of a ghost? Because
that's pretty rich. And that's in 1980 two or three money. That's
oh yeah, that's what would that be, like $10,000 now?
Probably. I don't know.
Something like that. I don't know how inflation works.
It goes
dang, those are some rich Ghostbusters, man. They're rich.
And don't forget all the franchising deal, like the theme song and the serial and all the other stuff that I'm sure they had back in the 80s. Like, they made a lot of money.
They're multi-million. Well, I mean, we don't know if it happened back then because there was no eyewitnesses and nobody remembers or anything.
No one remembers.
All that, like, serial and stuff, it might have not happened. We're not sure.
No one remembers. Everyone just thought it was... That's the only thing people remember is the marketing. They don't remember actual ghost hunting happening.
Do you remember when those Ghostbusters, they were selling t-shirts on the corner?
Yeah.
There was no real ghost. They just had a Ghostbusters shirt.
Honestly, I think Ghostbusters would probably be better as a series at this point, rather than...
Like a TV show?
Yeah. That way you can do Ghost of the Week instead of, like, giant god things.
Yeah, I would like it if they, like, lower the stakes. It kind of gets old. I mean, it's old for me at this point. I've seen three movies where it's just end of the world. All right, well, it's going to happen. End of the world's going to happen again. Like, can't they, like, make it so,
single,
like...
Every
like,
single superhero gonna... movie's end of the world now. Like, it's just... stakes need
every
to be...
Is end of the world.
Stakes need to be different in films. Like, you know, and like in Star Trek, a lot of the times the movies are like, something bad's going to happen to Earth, and, like, the only reason you care is because everyone you know is from Earth. But, I mean, like, can't the stakes be something else? I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you got to put, like, the... I would prefer if there's like a human element in there, because it's like once you say like the end of the world's happening, it's like, well, I can't relate to that. I can't fix or do anything with that. But if it's like my house is gonna burn down, well, maybe it should be bigger than like my house is gonna burn down. But I could have a stake in that. You know, I could mm-hmm. have a role in trying to fix a lower stake thing, so it feels more relatable to me. Well, I mean, so I would like it more.
There's all sorts of like haunted places in America, or like even in Europe, you could do other things like famous haunted places. They could have ghosts that like don't respond to your standard, you know, trap, and there's some like something special
that's
tying them.
That could be cool.
That's what I'm saying. You could do Ghost of the Week and go to like actual historical places throughout America, throughout Europe, wherever. Like have like, you know,
just go to like haunted houses or whatever.
Like yeah, like legit like
take, like the ghost hunting shows. And then combine and have those creators make it with Ghostbusters and just see what they can come up with.
Yeah, they could do some really cool stuff, like leaning into some real mythology or real history or like supposedly really haunted places. They could do some fun things.
Yeah, but once you start talking about like real haunted stuff, people don't want to be part of that. I don't know if they would like set up a whole crew. I feel like they couldn't go to like an actual like haunted castle or in Europe or wherever the heck these places are. They'd have to do it on like a stage, one of those warehouses on a.
Well, I mean that's how movies are made. I mean, they would just make a house and say it's this house or whatever. Like, you know.
Yeah, do that.
Whatever. I'm just saying, like, base it on something familiar.
I agree.
Have a special ghost of the week and have it like you know that was the thing that was kind of cool about like this new thing. It was resistant to the proton energy. They had to like dip it in copper or whatever to. Or bronze or whatever to make the proton pack work on the new monster.
Why hasn't like the government stepped in and be like, hey guys, why do you have these like energy based weapons? We're still here using like normal guns and you guys have these backpacks that like shoot lasers out of them. Like, I'm surprised nobody has, like, they should talk about that. That could be one of the episodes where, like, the government comes and tries to seize their knowledge on proton packs or whatever. That could, I don't know. I feel like that would probably happen. I feel like if the government sees a cool weapon, they're going to be like, I want that. give us
we're going to militarize that. Yeah, something like that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you could do with the Ghostbusters universe that is better stakes than the end of the universe. And on a TV show level, you could do like Ghost of the Week and have it be slightly more interesting. I don't know. And then maybe focus on Phoebe. Because, I mean, the first movie's establishing Phoebe's a character. And then the second one, we've got, you know, Phoebe's like not quite an adult yet. So they bench her because of the, you know.
It was kind of funny seeing her go from like, in the matter of like 2 weeks, I saw her go from like age 10 to like whatever the heck she is now. I don't know, like 18. Is she actually? I wonder how old she actually is.
The actress is probably actually 18 because I mean, there was, you know, the movie was filmed, I think, like earlier than it, like a year or two earlier than it actually came out. It was delayed a bit.
COVID. Okay. Well, it's like in the first one with her, she was like an actual like child. Now it's like it feels like 7 years has passed.
Well, yeah, I mean, like it's funny seeing Podcast because Podcast is way shorter than her. Now he's like,
I know, child. Right now, like, it took me a second to recognize. TV. What happened, Podcast? It's been 3 weeks. What's the time difference? Did they ever? I don't think they ever said. Like, what's it? Because they were in the middle of nowhere in the first one, and now they're in New York City. Did they? I guess that you could have like bypassed that if they would have just started.
I think it's been
like
3 years.
10 years has passed.
Because the boy, I think he was. He said he was 17, but then like it found out he was 15, and he's 18 now.
Okay,
so I think he lied about being 17 because
yeah, he, in the first one he did. He was like no, he wasn't even 16. He was 15, right?
Well, yeah, I think he was 15, but he was lying about being 17, so he would like seem older to Lucky because he was into Lucky because she was 17 or whatever at the time.
Oh, I thought it was to get a job.
Well, it was to get a job, but also because she was also older, he wanted to seem like not too much younger than her.
Sure.
So we've got. Him lying. So I believe he was 15 in the first movie. As you keep saying, he's an adult. That's how you know how much time has passed. It's been 3 years.
Exactly.
Well, and then Lucky and Podcast both had flimsy reasons for being there. I personally would have been fine if they weren't in the film because they really didn't do anything. Like, I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Take it down a peg. Get rid of them. We don't want them in the movie.
They didn't do anything, so they didn't really take away. They were just like, oh, they were in the last one, so they have to be in this one, which, I mean, I get.
I think Phoebe, if this movie makes enough money, because we were just talking before the podcast that you said that, like, five people in your theater when you went to...
I think there was 10, including my wife and I.
Yeah, so. And then me, there was only one other person. So there was two people in the whole theater. So I don't know how this movie's doing in the box office, but also the reviews aren't that good. I feel like they're a little bit... Like, I don't love this movie, but I feel like the reviews are a little bit harsher than what they should be. I don't know who's reviewing these movies, but on the Rotten Tomato thingy, it's, on IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes, it's pretty low right now. I don't know exactly what it is, but I was surprised when I saw it, when I got home last night and I looked at, like, the Rotten Tomato and IMDb score. It was, like, lower than what I thought it was going to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've heard lots of, like, negative discourse about this film, and that's why I was like, why do people not like this? I don't understand. This is, for me, it was...
forever to get going.
For me, it was equally as good as the previous film. I thought it was a super solid, like, 7.5.
I'm surprised, man. I thought you were going to complain about how long it took for, like, the movie to get going.
No.
That's what I thought you were going to say. I can be proven wrong.
Yeah, I didn't think the pacing was that bad. I mean, most movies lull in the middle a little bit, but I mean, like, it wasn't bad, you know? Like I said, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really fun Ghostbusters film. Like, it wasn't amazing. I was also, like, stoked it wasn't about Gozer. So, I mean, that was kind of nice.
You and this Gozer, man. You're doing a lot of research into this Gozer.
Like, I can't stop. I'm like, Ray, I gotta find out about Gozer and Gozerian.
Gozer information. Yeah, yes. I would. I mean, if you've seen Ghostbusters, I guess go see it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not in love with Ghostbusters, but it was fine.
I mean, it's
I'm not like immediately drop it and go watch Ghostbusters kind of guy. But I guess if you know,
it's a fun franchise. I enjoy it. It's not like Shakespeare. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen. It's not the best thing I've ever seen. It's they're fun, entertaining films, and I enjoy yeah. that. And I also like Paul Rudd. And the girl that plays Phoebe, she's fantastic. She's a
the girl that plays Phoebe is a good actor.
She's kind of like Millie Bobby Brown. Like people are like watching her, and they'll probably be watching the girl who plays Phoebe because she's a really good actress. So I'm excited to see what kind of stuff she'll be doing going forward. So
she's gonna be the next Marvel superhero.
Hopefully, she'll be the next Gozer.
Just full circle. Just Gozer it
she
up.
She becomes man. Gozer next time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I would recommend it if you liked the first, second, front one. The, like,
Afterlife. Part.
Yeah, if you like Afterlife, I guess go see it. I don't know. But if you didn't like the original, definitely don't go see it.
Yeah, I mean,
if you like the original, I don't know.
Don't like Ghostbusters, you didn't like the original, you didn't like Afterlife, there's no reason for you to go see it because it's...
Here's what
it's more of it's more of that.
I have it. I have it. This is my recommendation.
Yeah.
Rent it. Don't go in theaters. Too expensive. Rent it. That's what I'll stick with. It's worth like $3 for sure.
Yeah, it's worth watching. It's not something I would tell you to avoid at all costs, like Venom 2 or whatever was that was painful.
this was better than Venom 2. I will give you that.
Light years beyond Venom 2. This movie was like, I think this movie was 2.5 hours and it didn't feel like it, but Venom was like less than 90 minutes and it felt like five, so.
I'm still there. Mentally, I'm still there.
Mentally,
it's still Venom, not over yet.
Venom 2 still hurts. Jurassic World 3 still hurts. Oh my gosh. That was such a bad
film. I don't even remember if I saw that or not.
We did. We podcast on
it. Oh yeah, we did podcast on it. That's how good it was.
Don't even remember. Yeah,
Kaylee, I don't remember if I saw that. We did see it. We podcasted on it.
Fell asleep because we saw the drive-in. She was like, "Nah, I'm peacing out," and I'm like, "I don't blame you." It was a dinosaur movie about bugs instead of dinosaurs.
Oh yeah, that was right. It was the locust one.
It was the locust dinosaur movie.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that movie wasn't very good.
Nope. It was not.
Oh man!
Well, also, poorly paced. Also, that movie had too many characters, and nothing happened. So that was also.
I agree. Get rid of all the characters. Only have like two.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Until next time, guys. Oh yeah, next time. We'll probably
email David at thehawks@yahoo.com.
Yeah. Oh, we've got Fallout, the TV show coming out, which I'm a huge fan of the Fallout games. Brian despises the games. We'll find out.
Oh, I'm sure I'll love the TV show.
We'll find out what happens. And will I even like the TV show? Who knows? Are they going to destroy the thing I love?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Wouldn't be the first time. Amazon has a pretty bad track record for destroying the things that are pretty good for destroying the things I love. Look at your Rings of Power.
I mean, everything they have. I guess, at least from what I've heard, Invincible's good.
Wheel of Time season 2 was better than season 1. It was more watchable as TV. It wasn't more faithful to the books, but it was more watchable as a television show. So there's that.
Never mind. I take it back. They're the greatest. Bow down to the Amazon overlords.
Yeah.
They made a watchable Wheel of Time season 2. Never mind. I take back everything.
Everything negative you said.
Nice.
Nice. Well, we might split up Fallout over a couple episodes. We'll see how much there is and how much there's to talk about. But until next time, we'll be seeing you.
Bye.